AIDS was first identified in 1981. Since then, the deadly disease has killed 25 million people around the world. There are still a lot of myths about how you can get infected by HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. One of them is that only gay people get it.
When I was little, I actually thought that if two gay men get together, that they can form AIDS. So that's what I used to think. That's what I used to think because that was little because I used to think that because everybody used to think, oh, gay people get AIDS. So that's what I used to think. And then when I got older, I was like, no, that's not the truth. It's because you catch it from one another.
One reason that people spread myths about HIV/AIDS is that they don't understand what the disease is and how it works. There are a couple of different ways of getting infected.
See, you know the ways that you get... The only way you get through AIDS is basically like oral and all good.
Yeah.
But then there's also drug usage.
If you share a needle.
Intravenous drug users and sex, practically.
And breast milk.
And sometimes you can even do it with kissing because what if you bleeding in your mouth?
You have to kiss for like hours upon hours upon hours.
No. You have to literally drink.
Like yeah, you have to actually swallow their spit or swallow
pretty
their
much
blood.
Blood transferring.
Yeah.
So.
But to be able to swallow it through their spit, you'd have to swallow like upon hours of their spit.
You know, if you
20 liters of saliva.
20 liters of saliva? That's like half your leg right there. 20 liters right there.
You have to be kissing for a long as hell time.
Yeah, but pretty much you could get HIV AIDS through pretty much blood. If you transfer blood somehow. Through
needles, cuts.
Yeah. Like if somehow.
Would a vampire be able to get AIDS?
Can a vampire get AIDS? We don't know the answer to that question. But it's not AIDS the vampire should worry about. It's the HIV virus. Rebecca explains how the two things are related.
HIV is the virus, AIDS is the disease. AIDS doesn't kill you. What kills you is AIDS destroys your immune system. What kills you is contracting, like, let's say you get the common cold. There's really no cure for the cold, but it'll go away. If you have AIDS and you get the cold, AIDS doesn't kill you. The cold will kill you. Or like any old little disease, like the flu or something little that could go away in like 24 hours, that will kill you because your immune system can't defend you from it.
Some people think that AIDS is curable. They're wrong. Doctors can give you powerful medicines to control the disease, but there is still no cure and AIDS is a death sentence. Some teenagers worry about getting it, others don't.
I do worry about it because I've never been in a relationship, so if someone was to get a relationship with me, I'd be like, do you have STDs or anything? Do you have anything? I'll be asking them all these kind of questions because you could catch a little lip disease from kissing someone nowadays. So I'm like, herpes or mono.
Herpes.
That's why I don't want to be with anybody because you could just catch anything from anybody.
Yeah. I used to worry about it, but then... As talking to my friends, they say, calm down, you die when you die, you only live once. So, I mean, not that I would want to catch the disease, I would protect myself as far, but I don't necessarily worry about it.
Using protection during shagging is a good way to avoid getting HIV. Some people think that public schools should only teach kids about abstinence, but we think that teachers should tell students about using protection. Although adults may not want to admit it, some teens shag. Abstinence-only education doesn't help.
Problem with abstinence is that you're gonna have to do it eventually. And if what if the person that you actually do marry has HIV?
Then you're screwed anyway.
Then
you're still screwed.
Good job.
And then on top of that, like, what if you don't have no one to talk to about sex? You'll be clueless and you can't talk to no one. And then next thing you know, you have sex with a person. You'll be like, oh, I have a baby or I have a AIDS or I have this or STD or whatever.
You'll be like, you didn't know about that? And be like, no, because nobody taught me. Uh-huh. That's another thing that's wrong. Like, when I was in my middle school, they didn't teach us a lot of things that I should have known by the time I was in high school. I had to learn a lot of it from my parents. And I'm thinking about it now, and I'm more mature, and I'm more wiser, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, somebody should go up to the government and tell them that, because kids these days are going to do, they don't teach health education for most schools in New York City. They don't usually teach health education until you get to high school. And there are kids that are 11-year-olds having babies and having, and they're supposed to be, like, smart and everything, but you would think, oh, somebody taught them this. No, if your parents doesn't teach them, you go to school to learn it. And if you don't have a good family and your school doesn't teach it, the only way for you to actually learn it is if you actually experience it. And sometimes that's not always the best way.
But as Jose learned, some people in the government are so opposed to schools teaching anything except for abstinence, they'll take away funding.
I found out through my government teacher that actually we're not allowed to talk about different ways of preventing AIDS other than abstinence, because the government will not fund a school that will talk about other ways of conception, practically, which is, it says, the only way to block AIDS is abstinence. That is pure bull crap.
The consequences of ignorance can be deadly. Maisha's mother is a nurse who sees a lot of AIDS patients. She warns Maisha about some of the things she's seen.
She tells me, oh, if you're going to do something, you'll have to always use protection, because I deal with AIDS patients like nearly every day, and it's kind of sickening sometimes and very sad how you see like a lot of, you see a lot, especially young people, which is very, she finds is very depressing, how it's a lot of young people who are at least my age or even younger. Like, she had a 13-year-old patient that had AIDS, and she says that she sees how AIDS is really destroying them, and because there's no cure, it's like their fate is sealed, and it's gradually, I mean, you can prevent like it spreading by doing different things, but you're destined to die in a very, very short period of time, shorter than you want to. And it's very depressing, because I mean, seeing a young person go through such a tragedy just makes you want to cry, because it's like they're only going to live for another 3 years, then they're going to die because of a disease that they could have prevented.
By now, it should be clear that it doesn't matter whether you're queer or straight, HIV/AIDS can't infect anyone.
People act like diseases like profile you, like, okay, you're gay, you're straight, you're black, you're white, you're green, you're blue, you're orange. No, if it's a disease and a person's gonna acquire it, they're gonna get it whether they're black, they're white, they're lime green, whether they're gay, they're straight, or whatever they are, a disease doesn't discriminate. It's gonna attack whoever's gonna attack. If you get it, you get it. It doesn't matter what you are.
Everybody keeps thinking, let's look at the statistics now. 50% people that are white don't get it. 25% Hispanics get it. Black people, we should not have sex with black or Hispanics because they get it. No, it's a universal thing. A disease does not choose a race, a sex, or anything, a religion, or anything like that. A disease happens because you either didn't protect yourself or it's genetic. You can't help it, no matter what color you are, no matter what race you are, no matter what religion you are. The only thing you can do is to make sure, if there's a way to prevent it, you do the right thing and prevent it. If you're a dumbass and don't do that, then you're stupid.